From acclaimed director Spike Lee comes a whole new twist on an American classic.
Hello, my name's Quarter. Quarterbag. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates, but shit, I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. I've worn lots of shoes. I bet if I think real hard, I can remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they take me anywhere.
Hey! Hey, you son of a bitch! Get back here with those shoes!
I remember the bus ride on the first day of school.
Sit your ass down here, boy.
Janessa was my one best friend. My only friend. This one time, she wasn't on the bus to school. Her daddy was some kind of a farmer.
Pray with me, Quarter. Pray with me. Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far away. Dear God,
hey, Janessa. Is this weed your daddy's growing? Sweet!
Anyway, Janessa and I were good friends all the way up through community college. We were like turnip greens and hog jowls. She was such a good friend, she can motivate me to do anything.
Oh, hell no. You didn't steal another pair of shoes, did you? Run, Quarter, run!
From that point on, if I wanted to keep my fat ass out of jail over a $9.99 pair of shoes, I was running. Now you wouldn't believe me if I told you this, but I can run the 40-yard dash in only 25 seconds. It used to be that I was running to get where I was going. I never knew it would lead me to my destiny. From that point on, Todd Knight and I were the best of friends. He showed me everything there was to know about the rapping business. I also found out that Todd Knight was a professional wrestler and was very popular with the fans.
For all you people chanting right now, you can all just kiss my ass. Yeah, yeah, that's right, even you, old man, even you. Don't make me come down there. If I have to come down there, I'm gonna stick this fork in your wrinkled up ass right in front of your ugly grandkids, and I won't think twice about it.
Despite his love for wrestling, Todd Knight was a very lonely man. He missed his girl, and I missed Janessa. But Todd Knight found himself with the world title and faced a rather disturbing person.
Todd Knight looks like he's going for another. Oh, Spectre goes low, and there goes Knight bending over. Outward forearm follows by the Spectre, and oh my God, the Challenger rifles through with a nasty knife edge chop. And what the hell is the Spectre doing? What the hell? Oh my God, what is Spectre? Oh my God! Spectre's got a mini stun gun! Mini stun gun! Stun gun into the chest of Todd Nightmare Knight! Spectre, oh my God, what are you doing? I don't believe it, but Spectre is shocking the life from Todd Nightmare Knight, and this isn't right! Stun guns aren't allowed in a smash! What, are you kidding me? This is crazy! Tossing the stun gun to the side, Spectre lifts Knight off the scaffold flooring and peering over the side! slamming into the ring with this sick, sadistic thud. Todd Knight collides with the logo, and my God, Spectre has won! Spectre has won! Spectre has regained his WWE Heavyweight Championship
now! You died on a Sunday evening, and had you laid to rest out here at the southwest corner of our marijuana patch. Your shorty is doing real good, real good. She quit that job as a lube technician at the Quicken Lube and is now working as a checkout girl at that HEB on Palmer. I decided to take your advice and insert several F words into all my songs. You wouldn't believe how people are drawn to my music now with that word in there. Strange thing, the F word. I smoke a lot. And every Saturday and Sunday I have a gig down on 6th Street, Todd. You'd be so proud of me. I am. If there's anything you need, just give me a holla holla, and I won't be far away. Just don't smoke all the weed, man.
Oh my God, I tell you, I tell you folks, that Spectre is one sadistic nut. Normally, Spectre's humor is just way too over the top for me, but good Lord almighty, stealing shoes, replaying that hellacious fool that put Todd Knight on the shelf for what could be at least 6 months, and comparing Todd Knight to Forrest Gump? Well, as I try to gain my composure here, I could say this. If Todd Knight just what the Spectre aired, I guarantee you this. Spectre, in all seriousness, there's going to be hell to pay. Just remember something. Hell knows no fury like a pissed off Todd Nightmare Knight. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WWE Superstars! Our opening bout is scheduled for one fall and will hold a 20-minute time limit. Accompanied to the ring by his manager, the bartender, and his little friend, Bud the Drunken Midget! Coming down the aisle from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tonight, he says he will either win or quit WWE! Ladies and gentlemen, the drunken bastard, Billy Ray!
Fans, Billy Ray has been so disgusted with his performances in 2006 that he has declared that he will either be ADB Arthur Dexter Bradley tonight, or he will once again retire from WWE. With Mr. Petit's blockbuster announcement about bringing back BACW, I have been told that Billy Ray says ADB is going to get a BACW butt kicking all over this ring. And speaking of butt kicking, it's time to greet somebody who's been kicking butts and making waves since his arrival 2 months ago. It's time to greet Arthur Dexter Bradley.
And his opponent, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of the curtain and down the aisle, this is Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Pyrotechnics go up all over the stage, and what a display! Pulling his robe down by his shoulders, here comes a very arrogant and confident ADB Arthur Dexter Bradley. Ignoring the fans and entering the ring, the referee isn't wasting any time. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Bradley now fires across the ring, missing with a wild haymaker that could have knocked the head off of the drunken bastard Billy Ray. Ray staggers in a semicircle and drives the boot into the midsection. Bradley bends over from the throb, shooting through his six-pack. Hollow uppercut straightens Bradley the hell up, and ooh, he just tossed ADB into the corner. Here comes Billy Ray charging in a clothesline at Bradley. Stood up and Arthur Dexter Bradley is in trouble. Irish whip into the ropes and there goes ADB into the nylon, and here he comes on the rebound. Ray puts his weight behind a back elbow, but Bradley ducks the move, sidestepping it and stopping dead in his tracks. Twisting tornado DDT rocks Billy Ray from head to toe, and there goes ADB using the nylon again. Here he comes off the opposite side of the ropes, and ooh, what a knee to the face. face, immediately scraping Ray off the canvas. It's ADB who's picking up the pace and tossing Ray into the ropes. Here comes Billy Ray off on a hard Irish whip. Ray wobbles forward into the center of the ring and right into an Arthur Dexter Bradley press over his head. My God, gorilla press slam. Oh, and did you see Ray go flat onto the logo with a sick sadistic thud? Bradley drops down into a cover. One, two, go. Ray gets his shoulder up in time, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Bradley doesn't seem to be fazed by the kickout and lifting Ray off the canvas. ADB looks to capitalize with another hard Irish whip, but it's Ray who reverses the hold into the ropes and into a hard knee that goes into the midsection of ADB. And fans, is it me or under all those muscles did Billy Ray appear to find a kink in Arthur Dexter Bradley's armor? Where the hell did the drunken bastard figure that one out from? Up to the top rope goes Ray, and he's calling for the beer bomb senton. He's not waiting into the air and tumbling down to ADB. Oh, Ray missed. He missed. I don't believe it. The bartender just pulled ADB out of the way, and Billy Ray missed. But forget about what's going on outside the ring, because it's a no-hands headbutt by ADB on Billy Ray. Sure shot, drop finisher, and this one's over. One, two, three, and it appears Arthur Dexter Bradley is going to the eye pay-per-view, and we're going to know if Arthur Dexter Bradley is indeed using performance-enhancing drugs to come up with unbelievable and shocking victories like that. My God, ADB is just dominating here in WWA. Let's go to the ring for the official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and still undefeated, Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Folks, as a very confident Arthur Dexter Bradley exits our ring victorious, leaving a broken down Billy Ray in his wake, I have just been told that the MSS have located the Spectre. They're on their way, and in Matt McClain's own words, they're on their way to take care of business. This can't be good for the Spectre. Let's go in the back, and let's see if the MSS have found the Spectre.
Pick him up.
Our work is done. For now.